Hello, my name is Naya. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Well, no, ma'am. I've located the testing sites, but I have a question. When I look on y'all's website as far as the criteria for who is able to take it, and one of the questions I'm posing, you know, right now it's in the category, looks like 1B with 65 years or older. And my wife and I were under 65, but she's had cancer. She's on medicine that, you know, depletes her immune system and all. And I'm wondering why, like, maybe I'm not reading it right, but it looks like we're in that category now of 1B. But everybody's, you know, their lists say you've got to meet this criteria of 65 and above, you know, first line health care, blah, blah, blah. Can you answer that question why it's not covering? Like, I'm a diabetic. So it looks like 1B would cover me now to take it.
Okay, but if there's no appointments available, you won't get one yet. So do you have an appointment?
No, ma'am. I can't even apply for an appointment because the way they're online, the way it's set up, it's not saying if you have a chronic like diabetes, 1 or 2, or, you know, my wife's cancer, or, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we, what do we do? I mean, do we?
I would advise you to call the vaccine information number.
Uh-huh.
Their number is 855-566-5333,
okay.
And ask them
okay.
that question because I'm not sure.
But it's y'all's guidance.
What'd you say?
I'm reading online. It's y'all's guidance that I'm reading online. So what are they going to tell me about it?
I'm not sure. Because the way
sure.
they set up an appointment, they don't have fields where they can put in medical history or medical problems.
So what about like the, and I'm looking like Calhoun County, their site, you know, they've got either you schedule appointment or you walk in. So when I walk in, are they going to reject me or you can't answer that either, can you?
If they're telling you you can walk in, then you can walk in.
Okay. Well, they're not telling me anything because, you know, they've only got on their site that they're going to do it on a walk-in from the 15th of February at a certain time from 8:30 to 3:30 in the afternoon. But, you know, I'm trying to find out something so that my wife and I can go get the injections, but, you know, nobody can tell me anything. And, like, you know, the Walmarts that are, you know, setting up to schedule it, you know, they're so vague on their criteria to schedule it, we can't schedule because they don't have a, you know, area for the, like, type 2 diabetes, if you've got this, and this, like y'all do on your website, and you are familiar with what I'm talking about, y'all's instruction and guidance for categories to give it, like the 1A, the 1B, the 1C.
Mm-hmm.
You're not familiar with that?
Yes, I'm familiar with it, but I know when people register that they don't have that on there.
Yeah. So what are people like myself and my wife supposed to do? Just wait till the very end to schedule or try to schedule, try to get it? I mean, you know, we're the ones with the health conditions that really need to be vaccinated and you know, y'all seem to have slipped on that one. So who do I need to talk to other than you? Do you have somebody, a supervisor or something I can talk to? Excuse me? Hello? 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 Hello?